Blog Talk Radio.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Ceti J. Mwah.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, Ceti J. It is a beautiful Monday. You know how we do it every Monday in the show. It is hot after dusk, and that's where we go in on hot mess, hot news, and play some hot music, too. So that's how we doing it, man. Make sure y'all check out the show every Monday and Wednesday right here. And if you miss it, you know, but check it out. The same exact place, also on iTunes, type in Life at the Dusk Live, and check it out there, too. All right, so today's show, to go ahead and fill some of y'all in on today's show, we got two special guests here with me today that's going to be helping me cope. My special guest co-host, and that's my boy Loki and my boy Cass G in the building. What's up, y'all? What's up? All right, so basically, man, today's show is entitled Chi-Town to Texas. Now, these two artists are from the Chi-Town, and, you know, basically, not only are we going to be talking about the hot mess and stuff on the show, we're also going to be, you know, asking them some questions about, you know, just because they're from Chi-Town, they talk about some of the music scene up there, and then talk about some of the music they've been exposed to down here, because that's always the trip thing. When you go to a different area and you hear music you might not necessarily hear all the time where you're from, you know, you kind of get a feel for how the music scene is in that different area. So we'll be chopping it up on that. And, of course, like I said, some of the hot mess, and then even on my song of the day that we're going to play in honor of the Chi-Town to Texas movement, we're going to play a summer boy, King Louie from the Chi, and that's the song, the Val Venus song, and they even got dance to it. It's crazy. Like, we're going to be chopping it up, too, and whatnot. So we're going to go ahead and do. We're going to go ahead and go to the song of the day. It's my boy, King Louie. We'll be right back on Life at the Dusk Live. And we come back, you know, we're going to go in. So let's go.
I'm violent. I'm the man. Whether did they know? No. Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? No. Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? No. Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? No. Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Rolling up dope in the shirt, got me slow. Poor enough to do, started rolled up before. I be in the papers in the streets, in your hoe. All the women down in the foreign round slow. King Louis banging like the folks in the mold. Might overdose if I take another dose. Can't fuck with you, ain't making no dope. These niggas working, they ain't working no more. I'm Neo, they on Asian flow. Video smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, it tastes that dope. Beat the pussy out like I hate your hoe. Shoot them in and chill it in the face no more. Smoking like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Look like the gun ain't shooting no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big G, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back close. Go against the team and you gon' get exposed. Rappin' say shots, nigga, addy to the O's.
I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, bump a nigga hunchy like tell me when to go. No love, nigga, back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch, your own move, boo. Striking in my Louis and I own goose too. I'm slow mo, cause I'm on two tools. 30 money got my pockets on Bruce. 30 pop of twos, but the obstacles. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch roof. I can hide to get, bitch, you ain't loop proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth, but we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga
nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. Whole money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Fuck a nigga business or the two, call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me double you. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you.
I'm a man. What did they know? Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Whether did they know?
I'm violent, wildin'. I'm violent, violent. I'm violent, wildin'. I'm wildin', violent. I'm violent, wildin'.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life and It Does Live. Your boy, Fetty J, special guest, co-host, boy, Kaz, even boy, Loki. Man, we going in, man. Chi-Town Texas movie is definitely going down. And, you know, y'all going to keep seeing that on Twitter a whole lot. And that's because these two, they're really working right now. They're working hard to get ready to put some music out pretty soon. Y'all be on the lookout for that. And, you know, just they're two artists that really just like taking the whole thing I say all the time about networking. And that's a strong part of really being big in the industry, because I know y'all hear this all the time, but it is a true fact. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So if you know the right people, the thing goes down. So we're going to do... We'll go ahead and go into some of the hot mess before we go into my topic for today. All right, so first off, it's getting crazy, man. The news today in the show is so much going on, I don't even know the heck I won't even start. But you know what? I'm going to say, I sat here and really thought what I'm going to say for last, and I figured it out. Because, like I said, there's some things, it's a slow day in the show, and sometimes it's a very crazy day. This is one of those days where you can't stop finding news. All right, so, first up, you're going to chop up on the chopping block for today, is Timberland. He's launching a new liquor brand, and it's called La Sultra. La Sultra is actually being put out through a big number of people. Timberland is also by Tom Bruno, who's the co-founder of Grey Goose, is helping in on it. Wine and Spirit Distribution Maverick, Ryan Rosenberg, and market professionals like Adam Berkowitz and Jonathan Webb. These four individuals are putting this all together, and it's making it happen. And basically it's going to be a spark in the liquor, which has a lot of different eclectic ingredients in it. So definitely got to check it out. And I can't wait to see what's going to go on with this. And, of course, y'all know I'm going to be trying to hurry up. I'm going to be one of the first ones to be trying to get him to sponsor me to get it. So let me go ahead and pass the mic over to my boy Loki. And Loki, man, what you think about Timberland with this new liquor coming out?
Yeah, I think that's cool, yeah.
Well, definitely. It seemed like, because it's going to be like on some real. It's not that, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's going to be another one of those nouveau type drinks where, if you're a guy, you're drinking, but you ain't going to ask. You're not going to necessarily ask for it. Cause I'm looking at it. I started looking at the flavors. I was like, what the heck? But I definitely feel you on that. Cassie, what you think about this liquor coming out?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, you know, making the decision with that. That's some good money. That's racks and racks right there. And I want to try it out. Shit, I'm going to get fucked up. I'm going to fold it. Excuse my language. And I'm gonna get good off of it too, believe it.
Yeah, especially you're getting paid to drink it. Heck, I'd say it's great. So that means that's what, hey, it is what it is. I can't wait to see what's gonna come of it. All right, so moving to the next thing, man. We was just chopping them in. These next couple of stories can get really wild. And by the way, that first story was from internationalhiphop.com, number one source of hip hop news around the world. Okay, so next up is coming from Media Takeout. All these stories from MediaTakeout.com, the most visited urban website in the world. And my first story got going up is for those of y'all that watch Love and Hip Hop ATL a whole lot. You know, I know a lot of y'all that listen to the show do, because every time I go to my Twitter or my Facebook, y'all talking about it all day. So going into one of the top stories right now is that Stevie J is apparently dumping his fiance John Jocelyn, and he got his new chick pregnant. Uh-oh, dun, dun, dun. All right, so according to Media Takeout, Stevie J and Jocelyn are no longer together, and it was crazy. Like, Stevie J actually dumped her like a couple of weeks after they got engaged. And it's not necessarily clear to what happened, but Stevie and a woman named Tammy Grant are together, and Steve actually happens to know her for a long time, and she's actually his partner at his record label, the SJ Music Group, and she was also married to NBA player Gary Grant, who is now divorced. All right, so also according to the crazy news, the two are expecting a child together, and a pregnancy plan between Stevie and Tammy and the pair is in the talks to get married. So, man, going on in that, man, and because I've seen the show, I've seen the messiness that goes on with it. Are we surprised? I'm sitting here like, why the hell are we supposed to be surprised? And I'm going to go into something that my boy Loki, my co-host today, he was saying this earlier, and we weren't talking about, it's crazy. It wasn't even the story we were talking about. We were just talking about something random. A lot of times I don't understand why these people run around here and get married, and just to turn around, get married, engaged, and then this kind of stuff happens. Like, you might as well just be free. Instead of sitting there going, It's too much politics, man, going over there. So I'm gonna go ahead and pass it over to Cash G first. Basically, man, I just want you to take on this, and I'm just reading into off this. It is crazy because we were talking about this in the car earlier, somewhere about this. Like, what do you think about people getting engaged or married? You know, necessarily, dump this person, make it get ready, wife up another person, then they dump that person and say, oh, I'm never going to get married anymore, and keep making all these people their fiancés. Like, what you think on that?
Actually, I think, as a person, human, you ain't going to be perfect. So I think, as you mature, if you ain't ready for nothing like that, I think you should, wait till you wise enough to really hop in a serious relationship, give it a thought. But everybody different. Everybody do their thing. But it will keep on going and going, It just get worse and worse, Some people make it, some people don't. So it's kind of fishy. It's a fishy-ass situation. So that's what I feel about it.
And I'm trying to love you, too. Because the thing was, earlier, I was saying to the beginning of it, earlier you were saying something along the lines, like, you understand why a lot of people are running around here getting married just to dump each other, but 2 seconds later.
I just say it like this. You're young, just enjoy your life. Just live. Don't rush nothing. When you rush something, they always mess up. So you just live your life. Have fun while you're young, because you only be young one time. So you might as well just live your life. You know you're going to cheat. You know they're going to cheat. That's how life is. You might as well just live your life till you know what's up.
Exactly. And I mean, it is what it is. A lot of times I look at it, like, a lot of people are so, I mean, I watch my Facebook and my Twitter, man, and people are just always like, oh, man, it would have been a relationship so bad. And it's just, you know, and I understand they say, you like, when you're around certain people, you tend to think a certain way, and so all your friends and relationships, all of a sudden you won't be in one. But sometimes at the end of the day, you can't live your life exactly how somebody else in your clique is living their life. You have to think on your own. And when you try to rush yourself and do something you're not ready for, that's when stuff happens. That's when stuff really hits the fan. So my point is, don't rush a relationship. I'm rushed to a marriage for no reason, man. Like, people are crazy. I don't understand that. Oh, all right, next story. Nicki Minaj, oh God, she obviously in my dang news. There was actually a photo of her backstage at a concert, and you go look at the picture. Like, I'm gonna meet and take out to see it. You go look at the picture, man. It's like she got a granny booty, man. Like, it just just didn't look right. And wherever she was wearing, you know, usually when she's wearing, you know, it insinuates her butt just right. And be like, oh man, you know it's fake. This still looks good. It didn't look good, like a granny booty in whatever pants she had on. So I just wasn't feeling it. On to the next one. Another crazy story. Man, Delicious, man. Delicious, you know, of course, this known from VH1 show Flavor of Love Season 2. Apparently, she's been cuddling up with a rapper, and it's actually got a picture of the rapper all up on her booty. And the rapper happens to be the Brat. Shout out to the Brat, man. Brat, man, she's taking another one of the bad chicks at the game. And y'all know what I mean, the game, man, the dick game. And, you know, and let me go ahead and make something straight, because I know some people, y'all got this whole thing, y'all have to run around on social networks and go, oh, he's hating on gay people. Like, I'm not hating on gay people. I'm just saying, damn it, at the end of the day, let me just enjoy looking at Delicious butt to be able to say, hey, I go touch it. You know, it's just crazy. Like, you can't do nothing. You can't do that. A lot of guys are trying to shoot at it, and it's going to be, you know, it happens a lot. Like, you'd be a bad chick, and you'll want to holler at her, but then she's like, oh, I got a girlfriend, and, you know, it's like, dang. So if she was single, no, because even if they are single, too, you know, they may not mess with dudes at the point in time. So, man, when you see something like that, it's like, dang, you can't mess with him. But in the day, hey, shout out to the Brat, man, because the Brat, at least, that's the one thing I got to say. Like, a lot of people will be talking to Mo Busted. So, big up to the Brat on that. And the Brat is a good-looking chick, so it's always good. At least if you're going to talk to the chick, make sure the chick is bad. That's how I look at it. All right. Final story. Oprah, man, shit, man. Oprah was going in on this dude. Shout out to Oprah, man. And I got to go ahead and go in from girl Oprah, because it need to be said what she said. And according to this story, there was a dude on Twitter. They were talking real reckless to her, and it's just craziness. And he was criticizing her about her giving back to the black community. And, you know, I laugh, make jokes. I'm like, hey, you know, y'all know I was going, especially back in the day. I know y'all remember when she got there at the KFC. I was going in. I was one of the people that was going in on her. And that's just me being funny, going to some real stuff. You know, she really does give back to the black community. It's just, we just happen to see a lot of the people on her show. There's happen to be Caucasian people on there, so it just didn't seem like it. But she does go in Africa and all that stuff. She goes in. So in the Twitter conversation, this dude really, I mean, he was really being reckless, because he tweeted her, and this is what happened. He said, when you going to give back to the ghettos in America? She followed up a reply that says, when are you? I put 500 African-American men through college, and you, sir, she questioned him back with the same thing. And that's the thing. You know what? That's interesting. Because there's a lot of people that do that. I don't understand that. Like, they go now for people that are rich and aren't, you know, you move out of a certain hood and you're not getting back. Shame on you. But it's people like Oprah, man. I know she is doing stuff for the black community. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just she has so much money. You know, the fact that she has so much money, people gonna look at like she gotta rebuild the whole entire world. And I'm gonna pass to my boy Cass real quick on this discussion, man, because you know it just the reason why I think it's important because there are, I mean, the fact that they're artists, that's one of the things that we always talk about, like good PR. As far as because of good PR, one of the best things you could do is give back to community, man, because when you give, you receive. And not necessarily say I always give just so you can receive. When you're doing something right, things always happen for you. And just do it just because you want to do it, and things will happen. So I'm going to go ahead and pass to the Cash real quick. Like, as far as you, especially, you know, growing up where you were, man, like, yes, there were some things you could change. If you had $1 million right now to give back to your community, what would you spend it on?
I blow it on, you know, first thing, education is very, very, you know, important. So schools, you know, the schools around the community where the kids getting low education skills. So I help them try to put better teachers in there. And, you know, and houses that need rehab, need help, you know, blocks, you know, their areas. People in need, you know, food and shelter, help with the shelters for the homeless, things like that. That'll do a lot of change, I think, in the community, a lot of help. That's exactly what I roll with.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, Cash, for you on that one, Cash, like, It really is. Like, a lot of people don't understand. Like, I say this all the time. And Lottery Ticket was I like that. Lottery Ticket, there was a quotable that Bow Wow's girlfriend from 3LW, of Naturi, I remember her name, Naturi, she said that. She said something like that. Like, why is all, you know, she was like, it's a lot of rappers, they don't give, they think, hey, I'm giving it to my community by giving out a bunch of shout-outs. But they're not, instead of just giving out shout-outs, why don't y'all do something, why don't y'all give back by giving up your time and your money, man, you know? And as far as you, Loki, man, like, what's some of the, now, I can't say some of your changes, like, what's some of the stuff that you've seen that's crazy that has bugged you the most that you wish that it could just be changed in the moment? Like, what's the thing that bugs you the most that you wish you could change growing up?
Playing around in school and stuff, not taking stuff serious, you know, stopping the streets and stuff, man, stuff like that.
And basically you say that on the streets, like, and I remember there's something I heard, that this thing you just freestyle and stuff like that, you know. One thing I can pull from one of your lyrics you were saying was how you were making the point about sometimes you when you're really trying to work on something, you're trying to work and you were trying to find a job somewhere where you were at, and, you know, they weren't really giving you a shot. Like, how did that feel? Like, because one thing, let's keep it real, everybody, like, as a black male, it's hard to get a job than anybody else. And everybody can look me in the eye and tell me, let me sing right now a little more. Young black male is sometimes hard, especially to get the job you want without them, you know, typecasting what you're going to be into. Like, how did that feel?
It's like you don't got no job, you ain't working nowhere. Like,
what else? Nah, back to the streets and stuff like that. You know, I found something I like doing and start rapping and getting in the studio, putting all my time into that, not bullshitting around and wasting time. So I just brought my energy into the streets. But how that feel, it's really a bad feeling. Like, if you fill in the applications, wasting your time, then the hell call you back. You're like, what the fuck? What's next?
Exactly. And at the end of the day, people are trying to, you know, people are trying to do stuff to, you know, to sustain themselves. And that's also real stuff, man. Like, I'm putting this up as a challenge after some of the people out here that's in charge of this, that's in charge of these jobs. If somebody comes up to you and they're hard workers, give them a chance, man. Like, give them a chance. I look at it this way. Somebody is seriously coming, really trying to work, then don't, you know, give them a shot. Like, give them a shot, man, because there's many people who I've seen it said was well qualified, and I'm going to hire them. Heck, some of them were money laundering and all kind of crazy, so, and they still get chances to this day. Heck, some of the people that are rich, it's because they're rich, they get to find ways back out of their troubles. You know, and I was making this point the other day about criminals necessarily, and it's going on another spectrum. Well, I don't understand. If you're a sex offender, all you gotta do is register. you register yourself. You just become a registered sex offender, and you do that, and then you get to pretty much to an extent live your life. You get to get a job. You get to live in certain places. You just have to make it known that you are a registered sex offender and whatnot. And you still get a job, it's crazy. But if you're a person, you had a felony from, say, a death or whatnot, and, you know, that's something you did so long ago, you changed so much, they can hang that over your head the rest of your life, and you won't get a job from it. And it's just so crazy. Like, you mean tell me that this person who continually rapes people and is hurting people, just get their jollies on or whatnot, and this other person that's necessarily, heck, I'm not saying that they're robbing people or something was right or whatnot, but this person was going to some, doing some certain things or selling drugs or something to get money to help put food on the table or whatnot. You're going to hang that over their head over a person who is literally hurting somebody. Like, you gotta really feed it. You gotta really break that down to me how that makes any sense. So, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. So we're gonna go into the last subject and kind of go to it, touch on it real quick, which is, you know, one of the movements you don't see on Twitter from us a whole lot, and you'll see other people start getting on it as well. Because I just think this is really gonna be really hot. Sidetown to Texas, man. And just asking you too, man, because, you know, I've heard music from Sidetown from y'all. Y'all heard Texas music from me. Like, what's like y'all feeling the different stuff, and what have you noticed up there that you noticed down here differently, like, as far as the music thing?
Y'all like dance a lot out here. We don't really dance back in style like that. Sometimes, we don't do no dance moves, man. There's too much dance out here. But I like the music, though. I like the music. Get the girls dancing, man. The girls like it out here, man. So it is what it is, man. No point.
Yeah, I'm actually on the same point with Lowe said, you know. There's a lot of dance, it's so different, but hey, ladies like it, hey, I'm down with it, it's all good. So I lean back, that's all I can do for you, ladies, you know, that's all.
Now, I'm putting them on blast. Also, too, as far as in your thought process of your own music, like, describe your style of music, like, that people get ready to hear it soon. what they can expect. What's like your type of style that you have been working on for so many years?
I don't really got no type of style. I just come with the force. And I talk about, like, life, basically. I talk about everything, heartbreaking, partying, having sex, because I do all them type of things and shit. I talk about everything in my music. Talk about going through, because I go through sometimes. I be fucked up sometimes. So I talk about basically everything. Just basically happen, like, every day in life. It's real life shit. That's what I talk about my music. So a lot of people relate to that. My lyrics, because that's what they going through. So they can relate to what I'm talking about. So it's real shit, basically.
Yeah, Cash G, I make money for the inspiration of, for the people that want to make that money, you know, whatever you do. Cash G is definition of making a dollar to 100. That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? That's how I got that name, Cash G. They don't call me Cash G for nothing. Don't get it wrong. I just wake up on Saturday, like, I'm going to be Cash G. I heard that strive to be Cash G. I'm Cash G, you know, ask about me, you know. Chicago, what's going on, you know, man, over here in this Texas love. That's all it is, you know, make your head bob, you know, and the ladies gonna make you moist. Real nigga, so don't fuck with it. It's all about it.
And one thing I gotta say about these two as well, man, like, oh my God, I swear it's like a living reality show, because the laughs all day, the crazy stuff we go through. Oh man, if it was on VH1 right now, it'd be like, y'all be like, oh my God, what's going on? So I had to definitely say, you know, just knowing these two for the time I've known them so far, it's been very interesting to watch how they think. They're very crazy at point in times, but in most part, man, like, I can tell their heart. Like, their heart is, like, in the right place, especially when you, because a lot of times some people see us in our fun moments, but they don't really get to see us when we sit down and we're talking about some real stuff and really just talking about life and how we perceive it. And that's the thing. That's when you know somebody is real, how they can connect with you and just say, hey, you know, it's like, it's fun. It's good to have fun, but then also every now and then, don't be afraid to, you know, share what you think about certain issues that's going on. So that's one thing I got to say about them. And I definitely got to send a shout out to my partner in crime, Roy P. Book, DJ P. Book. I'll send him a shout out because, I mean, this dude, I mean, sometimes it might not seem like it sometimes, but, you know, this dude really cuts for us a lot. And we, like, extremely, extremely appreciate it. It's like, without question, because that's one thing that's so hard to find in this industry, that people, and some people, really, they give up too easily. And then, you know, one of the things why some people have grown so much in the industry and have made it so far is because they had that one person that was always going to be, that was there for them. And they were there during the high times, they were there during the low times. If you can't be there during both, man, you're not gonna really succeed, man. Like, that's why a lot of people you see them like, man, yeah, man, I'm an artist, my music girl, man, yeah. And they, you know, and the thing is, you don't hear them after a certain while because they don't know how to hang in there through all the hard times. Like, it's gonna be hard. Like, I think at the end of the day, I always say this all the time. A lot of people are like, man, the industry really is easy, man. And I can agree that the industry is easy. It's easy to get into it. It's easy to do something in the industry, but it's not easy to stay in it. That's the thing. A lot of people, anybody can, quote-unquote, rap. But can you, and let me put this, even, If I put a person who was equally as good as the other person and had the same budget as the other person, side by side, what's going to make them different? Why is this one successful or this one? One of them was able to be able to go through a lot of crazy stuff. The other one just couldn't handle it. Like, it was just too, it required too much time and putting in work. And some people aren't good at networking, man. Like, they just don't know how to be good people, people, persons. People. Didn't want to use that word twice, but that's what it is, man. And that's one thing I can say about y'all get ready to hear the music that these dudes are going to be putting out pretty soon. Y'all going to be blown away because thing is, they're doing something very important, which is I can't stress it enough. I say it's almost every show, and I'm not going to stop saying it because it's true. Network. Your net worth is only as good as your network. Your net worth is only as good as your network. So you can't network. Your net worth, you ain't going to really be about nothing. So that's the thing, man. Shoot, go ahead. Loki, go ahead and tell them what your Twitter is, man, so they can follow you.
At Loki FBG, follow me. Ladies.
Cash, go ahead and let them know what your Twitter is.
At Cash1Gmail.
All right, I'll spell that for you because for some of y'all be like, I don't know how to spell it. Loki, is a Lokey FBG, and Cash is CASH1GMIL. Just like that. And also, you follow more people, get exactly what you think it's spelled like. Nope, it's at PBUCC. And then Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDY, letter J DUSK. Follow us, and man, it goes down, man. Wednesday. I tuned to Wednesday's show. It's going to be crazy. I don't know if I can think. On Wednesday, I'm going to have on the owner, my boy Spenny Brown from bookmymodels.com. He's going to be in the building, and he's bringing one of his models from there. And, man, I saw the picture of her. I was like, oh, my God. Nubian the model. She is something else. So she's going to be in the show, too, on Wednesday. And definitely check it out. And also, it's the Olympics. So for all those of y'all that tune to our show, I'll lie, y'all know we've had a couple of people who have played big parts in the Olympics and past Olympics or whatnot on the Barber Twins. You can check out those are some old episodes you can check out. And there's a chance past episodes will be featured this week on the homepage of blogtalkradio.com. So y'all be on the lookout for that. So let me roll on out and remind you, you can check out all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. In iTunes, type in Life at the Desk Live, and you can see all the shows. Shoot, that being said, roll on out, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Loki, or where there's a Cas G, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life at the Dust Live. I had to show them a picture of New Year real quick so they can go ahead and say, oh my, and now we're going to leave you on out. I got to put this on. And by the way, too, the King Louis song actually has a dance to it, too, so it was crazy watching them do. Y'all got to go search for that. Y'all see them do the dance, you're going to die. All right, we're rolling on out. The words of Chris Brown. Deuces.